I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This morning, I want you to speak on kindness. But before we get started, I'd like to have a prayer. Father in heaven, I come before you this morning, Lord, and thank you for this beautiful day you've given us and the freedom to worship you, Lord, in the open, Lord, and not have to be undercover, Lord. Lord, pray that you be with my stammering tongue, Lord, and pray that you'd bless this remainder of the service, Lord, and that you'd be with us all. Pray so in precious name. Amen. Being kind is an area that I know I have a lot of room to grow in. Kindness can be simple as giving a kind smile to someone. A kind smile indeed can warm a hurting soul. By showing kindness, you're opening a door into a lot of lives and hearts. When they see you, they'll have a warm smile for you. Most of the times, I've seen it happen, and where these people are pretty mean, then you're nice to them and do something nice for them that they're like your friends. We could say forever, basically, about they're just really really nice. As I said, a kind deed is not easily forgotten. I do know from experience. Taking time to speak or help an elderly person or anyone for that matter. It's truly a kind deed. I know this is an area that I have room to grow in as well. It's just taking time for people. It's easy with our busy lives to not have the time for a poor hurting soul. The clock just continues to tick, and we have appointments to meet, places to be. The poor homeless person on the corner of that intersection, we're waiting anxiously for the split second that the light turns green and we can be on our way and with our engines revving. How sad it is that we don't have time to share God's love and kindness to them. They need more than just money. They need a Savior. Let's look at a scripture out of Acts 28, 1 through 10. Now this is an account where Paul was on his way to Rome for trial, and on his way, the ship was overtaken by storm and sunk. So let's start reading in verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received every one of because of the present rain and because of the cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while, and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, of whom Paul entered in and prayed, and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laid us with such things as were necessary. The people showed a great kindness and hospitality to these people. What would we have done? Just think, if a boatload of prisoners would have washed up on our island, what would we do the same, or we have entered our beautiful plush homes and lock the doors for our safety? Or would we show the love and kindness like these people did? On this island, Paul was able to serve and show God's love and kindness. He healed the ones with sickness and disease among them. He doesn't mention here if any of them were saved, but I'd like to think that they were some. I'd like to think that there were some that gave their life to Christ after seeing the miracle before their eyes. Jesus is a great example for us to take a look at. He was kind to all, or at least most, The people flocked to him to hear him speak and to see his kind act of healing and resurrecting. Let's read Luke 7, 11 through 15. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out the only son of his mother, and he was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the barrier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. To me, this is an act of kindness. Jesus saw the weeping widow whose only son had passed away. Imagine if you were this poor widow. Your husband died some time ago, and you depend on your only son to help you with the work and to survive, since he was possibly the provider of the family. I'm sort of speculating the age there, maybe imagining teenager or so. The thoughts that would go through your head, why me, Lord? Why? What have I done to deserve this? I have attended the synagogue regularly, and in the meantime, it comes Jesus and shows loving kindness to you. His loving kindness he shared with the little children who left to see him. Let's read Matthew 19, 13 through 15. Then there were brought unto him little children that he would put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them, and Jesus said, Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. Jesus took the time to show kindness to the little children, to bless and pray for them. What a God we serve to take time for the children too. Now, I have a story of a modern display of kindness. So I'll just read it here. Henry tells of an incident that happened to him on his way into work. Walking the sidewalk pathways of downtown, Henry would often pass by a number of homeless and transient people. From time to time, they would make requests for money. Generally, he ignored them. One day, a bag lady, which I wasn't sure what a bag lady was, so I had to look it up. A bag lady is a homeless woman who carries her possessions in a shopping bag, whom he had seen before in his mad dash to get from point A to point B, shuffled out of a donut shop with a steaming hot cup of coffee. Their eyes met, and Henry forced a smile. Putting down her coat and bag, she called, Hey, mister, would you like a sip of my coffee? Now, if you were Henry, how would you respond? Keep walking and ignore her? That's what Henry did, or at least he started to. A half a block away, he turned back around and said, Hey, lady, yes, I would like a taste of your coffee. She held out the cup with her dirty hand. He took the cup and swallowed what he thought to be the most delicious cup of coffee he had tasted in a long time. Isn't it good, she said? Yes, it is, and thank you. By the way, why did you offer me your coffee? Because it was so good, I thought someone might like to share it with me and enjoy it too. A small yet simple act of kindness from a stranger interrupted Henry's walk to the office. Kindness comes in all shapes and sizes, yet regardless of how big or small, we all appreciate a kind act. Let us, as the people of God, go forth and show a little more of God's love and kindness to the lost and hurting in this world. There are many around us. This is all that I have. Thank you for listening. God bless you all.